In the months since announcing her candidacy, Galvin has visited the YK Delta twice, spending time in Bethel and several communities in the surrounding areas. Galvin is not taking positions on two controversial issues on the ballot this November. She won't say who she supports for governor or how she'll vote on ballot measure one, which increases protection for salmon habitats. Galvin says she does support reinstating Alaska's Coastal Zone Management Program.
It was a good mechanism by which local communities and experts who really know science and policymakers came to the table before any decision was made around infrastructure that might be near a watershed that would affect our way of life or our salmon, and I think that that needs to come back in place immediately.
Galvin is also not taking a stand on the controversial Donlin Gold Mine project, though she has come out in opposition of the Pebble Mine in Bristol Bay.
This is the wrong mine in the wrong location. There just is not the technology for that sort of a mine to ensure that there will not be any harm to the watersheds if there is a human error. And so in that case, I'm absolutely not in support of that mine at this point.
Galvin says she would support more federal assistance to deal with relocation planning to respond to accelerating erosion in Alaska villages.
Certainly Department of Defense dollars should be considered, housing dollars should be considered, and if education is a part of the puzzle, which it certainly is when we're moving one of the main, I would call it the center of the communities for some of them, then certainly we should think about those dollars as well. Whatever it takes is what we should be looking at.
On healthcare, Galvin wants to maintain and expand funding for Medicaid and Indian Health Service and programs for Native veterans. While Galvin is concerned about how Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh will deal with tribal jurisdiction matters, she's hopeful that Congress can provide a buffer, particularly when it comes to the Indian Child Welfare Act.
Congress is a unique opportunity where we can provide that check and balance for the Supreme Court.
If elected, Galvin says she'll fight to give Alaska Native communities a stronger voice in managing their own affairs.
I think Alaska Natives have to be able to have a meaningful and real substantive role there in management of their own needs.
Galvin also joins others in calling on President Trump to condemn white nationalist individuals and groups.
We must strongly voice that every single American must be respected. Every person must be respected, frankly. And to see what happened in the synagogue with the Tree of Life murders was so disheartening and frightening. And I know for many among that community, it brought back and dug into the wounds of history where they've suffered. And as we know, similar horrible historical events have happened among Alaska Natives as well.
Galvin says so far she's seen no such condemnation of white nationalists from her opponent, Republican Representative Don Young. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.